I had a kind of almost like a, I was signing a birthday card. Suddenly I felt like the grace of an angel was nearby. And that angel had come with a package. It was, I really don't know whether it was a dream, vision, what I had. But it was, I saw a package. As I unwrapped it, it was like a beautiful gold, almost like an Egyptian script, hieroglyphics, I guess, whatever. But it was like I saw several versions of Psalm 23 in at the same time in different languages. And so I'm going to give you a little bit of more enlightenment on it. I want to dismiss the children. They are so quiet that I don't know whether they slipped away without my noticing. Did they slip away already, Michael? Okay. God bless them. So, it was a spiritual message, but the word was written, and I could see it in different languages. But it was this particular psalm, this psalm, or song of the Lord. And we can get over familiar, but I don't think I have taught on it this year, where we're going to look at Psalm 23 and want to look at it afresh. And more than looking at it afresh, it's like make it personal, even on a deeper level, that the Lord is going to quicken this word and this promise. That don't let it sit there. It's like the angel brought this personally from the Lord. That it's a promise to you. And you apprehend it for yourself and then for others. Say after me, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I would ask, as we pause just for a moment, the Lord is my shepherd. Say, is my shepherd.
Is my shepherd.
What does is imply? Right now. So we're not, it's not just past experiences. He is, right now, your shepherd. It's not, he's going to be, he is right now. Tell your neighbor, right now, he is my shepherd. So what are the things that you can count on when you say is? The Lord is doing something right now. He will care and protect me today. Say me. Right here? Right now? So you don't have to go travel anywhere else. He is right here. He is your shepherd. And in the Old Testament covenant, the sheep laid down its life as a sacrifice. And we took the blood of the lamb, for example. On Passover, we celebrate Passover. We take the lamb and you sacrifice the lamb, take the blood, put it on the doorposts and lintels of your houses. When I first saw, how many of you remember watching the old Cecil B. DeMille Ten Commandments? I had such a big impression when I was a kid. And Charlton Heston was in my two favorite movies, The Ten Commandments and then Ben-Hur. He was Moses, and he was Ben-Hur. You couldn't beat that combination. But I remember clearly how they took the blood of the lamb, put it on the doorposts and lintel. But the lamb lays down the life so you can be set free from the yoke of sin. And sickness too. It says, the Lord brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble in their midst. So overnight, amazing, I'm still astounded by the fact approximately 2.5 million people, excuse me, I swallowed the wrong way. I got emotional. Thinking about the lamb. But now, in the new covenant, it was the shepherd who laid down his life for the flock. It's opposite. And Jesus is our threefold shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Said the Lord is my shepherd. So it's not just something generic. It's personal. He is the good shepherd. Say, he is my good shepherd. In John, Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. How do you know the good shepherd? The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Gospel of John. Secondly, he's the great shepherd. Book of Hebrews 13, chapter 13, verse 20. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Now the God of peace, he's what? He's the God of peace, shalom, wholeness, prosperity. All of that is included. Brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus. So he was resurrected. That great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And thirdly, so he is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. And he is the chief shepherd. 1 Peter 5, verse 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear. You shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So Jesus is your chief shepherd. And you shall receive a crown of glory because of that. Why is he called the shepherd then? I just wanted us to meditate and get the full, all the provision you want and you need today from the Lord is my shepherd. Why is he called shepherd? Because he knows you. The shepherd knows his sheep. John 10:14. I am the good shepherd. Know my sheep. And I am known of mine. So the shepherd knows me. And I am known by the shepherd. So he relates to you. And John 10:3-4, he calleth his own sheep by name, leads them out. When he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So we know the voice of the chief shepherd. And he loves the flock, he loves the sheep. Matthew 9:36, Jesus was moved with compassion on them because they were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. The chief shepherd provides for the sheep. The sheep don't worry. Am I going to have provision? If you have a shepherd, you will have provision. He will see to it. So God says to us, I've given you a shepherd who will provide for you. Do not spend time worrying. The Lord is my shepherd. God is making a promise. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack for nothing. And it's let the presence and the glory of God redefine and reconfigure the way you emote. Because you should be at peace. And the Lord wants to minister supernatural peace to you, saying, I'm taking care of all your needs. Do not be full of anxiety. And he's not only provides for us, but he sacrifices for the sheep. John 10:11, the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And verse 15, I lay down my life for the sheep. And Psalm 23:4, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So what, it's his rod and his staff that comfort you. By the way, then you could, the comfort, Holy Spirit is the comforter. And he feeds the sheep. Verse 5, Psalm 23 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Isaiah 40:11, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. So our shepherd is not a hireling. He loves us totally. Gospel of John 12. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. And the nature and habits of sheep make them very different from most any other animal. Sheep are considered wherever you have big flocks, whether you are in Scotland or in Australia, that sheep are considered, they are not considered wild animals. It's always a domesticated animal. And therefore, sheep cannot exist without men. They can be wild out there. But basically, sheep are cultivated. Sheep, without the help and care of men, sheep cannot multiply. Horses, dogs, cats, left to themselves, become wild, but not sheep. Basically, they'll either inclement weather will get them where they will get sick and they will die, or wolves, coyotes will get them. So the Lord compares us to sheep. Psalm 100 says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." So the Lord really, the terminology of sheep is very much part of way the Lord describes us and says in Psalm 23 is the one of the most comforting and supernatural psalms. And it'll be an eternal truth. You'll always be part of His flock, eternally. And you cannot train sheep. You can speak and spend a lifetime, but sheep cannot, you cannot train them to do anything. They are basically defenseless. They don't have claws. They don't have teeth in the sense of biting, attacking. They don't have fangs. One of the things about sheep is they have almost no sense of direction. Sheep can get lost in a closet. If they ever get lost, they cannot find their way back. So the one thing, the Lord never gifted sheep with having any homing instincts. A dog, a horse, cat, or a bird can find its way home. But when a sheep gets lost, it's gone. Unless someone goes and gets them. So they need to be rescued. So it's the shepherd who brings them back. And they are easily disturbed. And the smallest little thing can frighten sheep. By the way, you may not know it, but every sheep needs a pair of glasses. They are some of the most short-sighted creatures. And they stumble and fall over things. And the smallest thing will frighten sheep. They are nearsighted, like I said. And they are also stubborn. And then they get easily frightened. An entire flock of sheep can be stampeded by a jackrabbit. A little rabbit will scare a whole flock. Ah! Jump over a cliff. And, like I said, they're prone to stray. They're weak, have very little strength. And this is not to demean them, but to say how much individually and as a flock, we need the love of Jesus Christ. That we are made to be the sheep of his pasture. And that the shepherd from way back, Jesus came to save us. And he is the Lord, our shepherd. Derek used to quote Jehovah Roi Lo Efsa, the Lord, my shepherd, lack nothing. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack anything. Whatever I need, God, my chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, loves me, died for me, and is providing for me. So, sheep cannot make it without a shepherd. You, there's nothing shameful in knowing absolutely that you very much need a shepherd. Jesus is the chief shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Say that. Say, he's mine. So you have your own shepherd. And what is the shepherd doing right now? What do you need right now? Do you need a job? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Do you need a scholarship? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack of funds to go to university. Do you need healing? The Lord is my shepherd. And he's providing healing for me. Do you need a retirement fund? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. So you are the Lord's priority. And the shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And so shepherd is one of the most precious titles in the Old and New Testament. And the shepherd comes from the root word, someone who feeds. And therefore, to protect and care for, out of a sense of love, and devotion, and responsibility. So the Lord takes responsibility for you. So in your prayer and in your devotion, but don't veer too far from the deep care of the shepherd. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. You could say it 1,000 times, and you'll find it'll give you supernatural provision. One of the simplest things you can pray for your children. Sometimes people think it's a difficult or you don't have to learn difficult formula. Simple things like being able to proclaim and state The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack of whatever I need today. And Genesis 1, 27. So God created men in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And therefore, through his laying down his life, Jesus came to redeem you and purchased you with his own blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28 says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. So Jesus purchased you and purchased really the whole body, the whole church. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 says, what, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Verse 20, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Romans 15, verse 13 says, now the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And what does the phrase I shall not want suggest? There are certain things that may happen. Have there been God's people who have been martyred? Where was God's care? Have people gone through certain betrayals or a bad business partner, and yet you still can declare in the context of all of this, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Ephesians 3, verse 8 says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And the unsearchable and his unlimited power towards you. Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And the scripture says to us, Matthew 28, 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So the promise of the shepherd is, I will always be with you. And what are your wants today? The Lord tells us, I love you. Romans 5, 8. But God commands his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So God, your shepherd, loves you. He accepts you. John 6, 37. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And the shepherd protects you. John 10, 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. We shall never lack what the shepherd gives. God says, my presence is with you. He will never take his presence from you. And so you shall never lack his presence. you shall never lack his protection. He is protecting you today and in the coming days. 1 Corinthians 10, 13, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but you will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it all. You shall not lack for spiritual satisfaction, and that you shall not lack what the shepherd wants to give you, will be giving you. Philippians 4:19, but my God, say my God, supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Psalm 34, verse 9 says, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. I shall not want, this is the main idea in the book, in the Psalm 23. This idea is derived from the fact that God is a shepherd. The meaning is that as a shepherd, he should make all needful provision for his flock and show all proper care for it. The words, I shall not want, as applied to the psalmist, would embrace everything. And a little girl, when she learned Psalm 23, she said it this way, the Lord is my shepherd, he is all I want. The Lord can see, the shepherd can see the obstacles ahead that will require more strength than you have, but it's okay because he has anticipated that. Whether you go through mountains and valleys, the Lord knows the end from the beginning, and he knows exactly what we need and when we need it. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And the sheep naturally prefer to lie down when they come to green pastures. They will rest and their strength will increase. But also, sheep want to be hidden from danger. And they don't want to be totally exposed to predators. And so you don't have to work hard to hide. Just rest in the Lord. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not lack. Luke chapter 10, verse 41 says, Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from you. Rest in your shepherd. And he does not force his flock. If there is fear from outside, wolves and wild beasts, then the sheep will not lie down. They must be in a comfortable place before they can lie down. If there is problem of headbutting and fighting in between, then they cannot rest. What does I shall not but suggest? Will I ever get sick? Yes. Are there challenges, financial reverses? The Lord says, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. God wants to supply you with all your needs and pour himself into you. The Lord's faithfulness is unfailing, and his word, his promise is unshakable. His love is unchanging. You shall not lack. So, what are the greatest wants? To be able to accept it, to be loved, to be protected. And God says, you shall not lack my presence. I'll always be with you. And Philippians 4:19 is a major scripture I feel that the Lord wants to give us. My God, say, my God, supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My God supplies all my needs. And Psalm 34, verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no lack to them that fear him. This is the main idea of Psalm 23, that you shall not want. And it points again, the Lord is the shepherd. You shall not lack. And he'll make you lie down in green pastures. One of the things I was reading was one of the greatest lacks in America is sleep. We are some of the most deprived where sleep is concerned, and that we need to learn to rest, get enough sleep so that we can be in our right mind. And the shepherd knows that his flock needs to rest. And he knows the difficulties that can be ahead. The Lord knows the end from the beginning. He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly when we need it. And finding my note here. Excuse me, I'm I put my note here somewhere, and I'm saying, where is it gone? Thank you, Father. The thing we encourage, I just wanted to make sure that I just felt that there was an angelic presence giving, bringing to us afresh this 23rd Psalm. And I saw it like wrapped in gold. So the Lord's saying, I'm presenting it to you in gold. And that it's going to be like right there in the center of your chest. That the Lord, no one can take that away from you. The Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not lack for anything. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, I would say what the Lord's impressing me is that you need to refresh yourself. Make it your personal possession. Memorize. And give a little each day memorizing this psalm. Because it paints one of the most perfect pictures of an idyllic life of a sheep. And I'm happy to be just in the Lord's pasture, one of his sheep, and he's protecting me. And that whatever is happening around you, the Lord's saying, I want you to be your confession. I will fear no evil. Say, I will fear no evil. So do not be afraid of what will be happening. I feel like we are in a time where we have to be more perceptive, because especially at this time in our election season, there'll be all kinds of people who try to do weird things, and it's important for us to get close to the Lord and not get anxious. I will fear no evil. And in times of danger, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Say, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. And then the promise eternally for us is, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So that's your permanent identity. That's where your location. I'm planning my permanent residence to be right there with him. There was a great leader during the time of the First World War. He was in the upper governing class in England. His name was Sir Harry Lauder. And his son was killed in the First World War. And he said, in times like these, I can either give up in despair, or I can drown my sorrow in alcohol, or I turn to the living God, and I choose the latter. And the only answer that brings contentment and security to our present is to turn to the Lord as our personal shepherd. By the way, those who die in the Lord are not lost like someone lost a loved one. God knows exactly where they are. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So that's for the bigger picture that we are never lost. We are in the Lord. And that's our eternal home. And so the Lord shepherds you. You shall not lack for anything. He restores your soul. He leads you. You will fear no evil. You're lying down in green pastures. Your soul is restored. Psalm 85, verse 8 says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. Thou preparest table before me in the presence of my enemies. The God of heaven, in the beginning, he assures us, God created the heaven and the earth. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Then the Lord says, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, meted to balance, measure out, weigh out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains and scales of the hills of a balance. Lord, want you to assure us everything is under control and he is our shepherd. Revelation 1:8 says, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty, the Holy One of Israel. And he has called us with a holy calling, and that we should be holy, even as he is holy. And then he has sealed us with the Holy Spirit, that we are assured always. The Lord is shepherding us, and we are whole. And that he will sanctify and cleanse us with the washing of the water. He is the Lord. He is the epitome of holiness. And Psalm 99, verse 5 says, exalt ye the Lord, our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Malachi 3:6, for I'm the Lord, I change not. And Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And the term Lord is a term of personal relationship, meaning you can get close to him and closer and closer. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not lack for any good thing. So as I was kind of meditating this week and kind of trying to get a little rest after we were intensely active during the conference, I felt like the Lord wanted to tell us, I'm going to give you this for your personal present. Refresh yourself in the 23rd Psalm. I am your shepherd. You shall not lack. Don't be afraid of the future, that he is guiding us. More than ever, I felt like as we are feeling the impact of some of the stuff happening nationally, there are awesome, wonderful things happening. But I felt like we need to be more committed than ever that we walk in faith. We stay close to each other and to the church, to the great truths, and that the Lord is shepherding us as a people, as a nation, and we shall not lack. In fact, we need to give extra thanks for the provision that we have, that the economic blessing that we are enjoying, and declare as boldly as we can, the Lord is our shepherd, and I shall not lack for any good thing. Thank you, Lord, for the foundations we have, and we want to bless. Like on Friday, we took special time to pray for our law enforcement and police. And it was really, I felt, such an appropriate time. We spent a lot of time in worship and thanksgiving. But we want, as some incidents were happening in this nation this last several days, which really disrespected policemen and law enforcement and all of that. And I really felt it is so important for us to make sure that we remain wise, that for us not to allow chaos to enter, to pray for every city and pray for all our culture and our people, that we honor that which needs to be honored, to honor those on authority, honor police and law enforcement, honor our armed forces, honor that we need to get back the meaning of the word honor, that as we do so, that we will have a cogent and ordered society. Thank God for respect. Thank God for certain basic foundational things that we have in our society. Thank God for the basic foundations of our Christian faith. So we want to, as we are entering a phase now of electioneering and all kinds of commotion will be there, we want to have the shalom of the Lord and look to some of the basic truths. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. I'm not going to be shaken. And the Lord has promised, I'm the Lord, and I change not. And I will always love you. And I am guiding you and protecting you. My presence is going with you. And be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. And he is taking care of us each day. The Lord is shepherding us, strengthening us. I was grateful, by the way, also, that I don't know why I felt it really more than ever as the people were going through the prayer line, that there were so many who had some of the most intense requests in their family, that they, hundreds who came here this last weekend, so many of their needs were critical needs in their family. Often, there were people who were not asking for themselves, but for their family members. And I'm so glad that this is one place that they can ask for serious prayer, and that people will get serious breakthroughs. And I'm glad that this is one of the lighthouses where people can look for the promises of God, that people can look for hope, and that we will always believe, we'll lay hands, and we'll believe for breakthrough and miracles for people. I'm grateful for the community that is devoted to prayer and has, and by the way, in a few days, we'll share about how we're going to set aside some days to fast and pray. We usually do it in September. We may do it a little bit earlier. So, because September 10th, some of us will be going to Israel. So, and I'm really looking forward to that. That it's an important time. It'll be the first time we as a community, since things connected with Israel and Jerusalem are quite precious, and we have invested for more than 40 years strength in helping Israel. We help raise, this ministry raised several million dollars in the late 80s, early 90s, so that we could help assist a lot of the Jewish refugees from the Soviet Union to immigrate. So now you will see almost a generation later, but they have, a lot of them have absorbed, but hundreds of thousands of Jews immigrated during the days, and we were able to help significantly this ministry with others to raise, to let the captives almost, Jewish people who were held for really almost 70, 80 years. They couldn't get out of Russia, of Soviet Union. And we're now able to go and bless Israel during this season where we have been able to recognize Jerusalem. Very important to the heart of God. Jerusalem is important to God's plan. Jesus said, in the very same way that you saw me ascend, I will descend. So the Lord is coming back. And that's one of our beliefs. Jesus, as he was resurrected, he ascended on high. But one day he is coming back. So I am getting very excited about our time to go to Israel and spend some time. We'll be spending some time watching and praying there. And we have a little mini Jerusalem here every Friday as we watch and pray. But this is a wonderful season, and then we're going to be setting aside some time to fast and pray. And we will agree for a lot of your prayer requests that it's important we agree for you, the needs of your families, that we will pray through and get the answer from the Lord. This is a season for us to intercede for our nation, for the upcoming elections, but also for the Lord's protection over our culture, our people, or our coming days, so we will have peace and that the Lord is going to continue to bless us economically so we can keep on giving and being generous to those who are in need. Amen. Hallelujah. All righty, let's stand up. Thank you, Lord. All right. Glory to God. Raise your hands. Say, thank you, Lord. That you are my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Tell your neighbor, my cup runs over. goodness and mercy. Point to your neighbor and say, goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God.